Accession number 31445, Mr. Pat Batley, Reel 6. Now, what else was going on? So you're based at Hong Kong, you've been out to Shanghai, you've been after the thing. What other things, to Japan? What other things do you remember? You said it was quite a busy time, wasn't it?
When we stood by outside the Yangtze.
Now, tell me, that's during the Yangtze incident, isn't it?
Yeah, the Yangtze incident. Well, we went up there, but patrolled outside the Yangtze. We never went to up the Yangtze, but the London and the, I think it was one of the C-class destroyers, they caught a packet up there, you know. And then we was standing by for the Amethyst to come out, you see. We'll be patrolling up and down there, I think, for about, I'm not sure, that's been about 3 weeks, two, 3 weeks, you know. But we organised...
Did anything happen? What was it like patrolling up there?
Well, there was all things happening, you know, there was a ship, a broken down ship that anchored there, and they sent a boarding party across to that, you know, and they'd run out of grub on there, so we had to send some bags of rice and what have you. You know, some, and then all things like that. Then we went within the site of, you know, the Yangpo forts, but not too close. It's when they knew the Amethyst was coming out, you know, and of course we standing by her as she come out. We held her up, took her back to Hong Kong.
What state was she in?
She looked in a terrible state. Well, but you know, where she had been hit by a few shells and things like that, and she looked a bit bedraggled. But the people on it, they come into Hong Kong. They was sort of put up into a little berth somewhere out of the way. You know, never went to see it. Yeah. But as I say, that was another sort of thing that happened, and that was over a period of, you know, a month, something like that, 2 months. And then the big thing came after that. Of course, the Korean War started, you know.
Were you aware of what was going on?
Yeah, they told us, as I say. But by that time, we'd changed our captain, changed, you know. The measurer, he'd finished his commission sort of thing. And then they brought one an entirely different person.
Do you remember who was that?
That was Bart. I can't think of his name now. But he was obviously a toff, you know. He would walk around on a big bridge with a thing that the measurer would never do, in a bed. What they call them, you know. Thing and slippers, like, you know, and all that. Dressing gown. I can't think of his name there.
They can look it up if it's the one after the measurer.
And as I say, he was a different type of person. When he went on rounds, when he'd done the rounds, you know, I was galley flat sweeper, and he used to stand there and watch him come. He'd look at, you know, the wedges on the doors. He had them all chipped, and he had to polish them. You know, he wanted all them burnished, like, you know. And he'd look at them, and small hatch within that had to be, you know, polished and that, you know. And all them kind of things, silly things like that. But the measurer would never have even bothered. Well, he did. They were different types of people. One was I don't know what you call him, but the measurer was a gentleman.
Now, this was, what was your job? Cleaning the galley flats?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
The galley flat went from, you come up the deck, and on the starboard end coming in from the deck, was a petty officer's, chief's mess, and then another police there. And you just kept it clean, and you know, scrubbed it out every morning. You made sure the everything, washed the paintwork, and Lord knows what, you know, and every time you do. And of course, yeah. But the thing was, our mess deck was just in the next sick bay flat, down the ladder there, and that was with the quarter deck mess, so I wasn't far away from, you know. But other things, you had to do other things, of course, you know.
What other duties did you have that you can think of?
I don't know. Well, apart from that, I suppose it was general things, like, you know, you'd be have a party made up, and you'd be go up on the boat deck and, you know, do things up there. Of course, they had a boat party, but sometimes it. Of course, you had to stand by if they're going to drop a whaler or something like that, and all them things.
So just general duties, other things.
Yeah, well, as I say, had to. As I say, when you're dropping a whaler, it was all hands to the ropes, like, you know. Other things, yeah, everything, you know, so if they're painting ship, like, well, everybody turns to, like, I don't know, especially that, and,
sounds a big job, painting ship.
Well, as I say, she was a two-funnel thing, and then, you know, you rigged up chairs and all that business on the funnel, like, you know, and... even small masts, like, you know.
You've got the ship's sides as well, I presume.
Huh?
The ship's sides.
Yeah. That was it. Yeah, they're over there. You had to go over the wall. Yeah, that was all done.
So what happened next, then?
Well, as I say...
So the Korean War started.
Yeah, and we you know, got orders to go up to there. But it was steamed up there. And we went to... Okinawa. We joined up with the American 77th Fleet and all that. There was, of course, they had a carrier there, the Valley Forge, and we, it was one of our carriers, a small fleet carrier. It was, I think it was a Triumph. And plus us and up there, a couple of the destroyers and things like that. And they all sailed out together. Up to Japan, and that was a magnificent sight, a big fleet, and the thing we'd never experienced, because we'd never seen was the inter-ship, you know, helicopters, of course, I was coming over, and it was, a lot of it was strange to us, but the only thing that happened, We were steaming away, and of course the Yanks was putting on the, you know, the, on the steam, like, and they were going along at about 30, like 40 knots, and poor old Belfast overheated, and one of the captain's launch was stowed up alongside one of the funnels, and of course. That is being caught with fire. Yeah, it would heat off the funnel where we were trying to keep up with it, so we had to reduce speed, and we come into I think it was Sasebo we went right to up to Japan.
I think that's right. Yeah,
Sasebo, and we got into there and sort of organised. We were doing things, and then sort of. Going up on the coast, doing patrols up the Korean coast and that.
Now, that's where you did some bombardments.
Oh, yeah.
And what was it like, a bombardment mission, you know?
Well, it was strange, really, but... The actual, you know, thing... The first one we've done was on a... You could see the town sort of thing, you know, like a bridge type of thing there and all the rest. You could see that, because it was just light. It just came light. And then there was an American light cruiser inside of us, and there was we fired on this town, and we really give it a pasting, and then.
And where were you? I mean,
You were staying too all the time, you know, when there was the action.
Was your gun firing at all?
It's just a 6-inch. They never used a 4-inch.
Could you see the effect of the fire?
Well, you can see the, you know, the smoke coming up, you know, the bursts, you know, up and they like that. And then another one we done, which was done by we was directed from an aircraft, you know, an American aircraft. It's like it was a spotter. And apparently, I tried to bombard it. American cruisers tried to bombard it, and they just couldn't get the range or something like that or other, you know. And it was, and this spotter plane, it said, this is actual. He said, "Well, get that liney, get the bell pass up." And we've done a ranging shots and that. And he said, "You're on, bollock." And then we done it was a place called Yong Dok. This spotter, when we went up and done a ladder shoot right across it and across it, and apparently it was a marshalling place for their convoys going to the south. And we wiped it out, and this spotter plane said, "Okay, Belfast, Yong Dok is no more." And that was, she was a good gunnery ship. Oh, yeah.
So she had a good reputation with the Americans?
Yeah. She'd be, as I say, well, she was a good, well, they practiced more than enough, like that. She was a real good, and the gunnery officer, and of course the director and all that business, you know, that was shit on. That was right there. Yeah, it was well done.
Anything else you remember about these Shorebum?
We done another one. It was up the river. We went up. I went up this river, and we was in company with, I think it was the Kenya. It was Kenya was ahead of us, and as we went up,
do you know which river it was?
I couldn't tell you.
It's okay.
Anyhow, the Kenya done her shoot. And turned to come back, and then we went up, because she was still firing with her X and Y turrets when she was coming away, and then we went up and done a shoot good thing and done the same thing. And as we turned back, there was a small island there as we turned going back on the starboard side. There was a small island there. And all of a sudden, we were fired on with small, it was some small, you know, thing. And then, of course, the 4-inch, we knocked shit out of that island, so whoever was on there fired that gun. There wasn't nothing left.
Did the return fire hit him?
No.
From the Chinese hit you?
No. No, we didn't get any use or anything. But,
oh, so your gun would be firing then, wasn't it?
Yeah, we done a shoot with a 4-inch and some of the close range, I think. That's how close it was.
What was it like opening a fire for real?
Well, it as it happens, it went well, you know what I mean? But plus the fact we were firing over open sights, you know. So and it went well. As it happens, this gunnery officer who I mentioned before, who could give you one of the worst other things you do when he wanted to, if you've done wrong, of course. And he comes down and praises us. And there was a gunnery quarters of what that thing. He was a gunner. His name was Overy, Mr. Bill Overy. His name was, and. This gunner, he was up on the bridge, see, and he said, "Oh, Mr. Overy," you know, and everyone went, "Woohoo!" And all after that.
Any other incidents in these shore bombardments?
Really? But
you were hit once, weren't you? Oh, was it on that tour?
No, it might have been the one after, because we was, you know, not on that. We never got a
Never got anything back.
No.
So that's it for bombardment. Never, no signs of any Korean or Chinese aircraft.
No. We was creeping up there with night time, and we'd see lights ashore or something like that, and they'd open up, you know, and give a little tickle. But we done well along with the thing, but the Belfast at that time, I don't know personally, but I think myself, she was getting near time for a refit, you know.
Now, how could you tell?
Well, it's bits and pieces, I suppose, the engineers and, you know, and all that, you know. And anyhow, we came away, when they came away, we went to Hong Kong. We stayed there for a while.
Did you start refitting there, or was that Singapore job?
Yeah, it was Singapore. We got down to Singapore and they took us off, and we went into barracks there, Terra Barracks. And of course, worked aboard ship and that. And
so that was when it was refit?
Yeah, that was when they'd done the refit in Singapore Dockyard. And that was, we were staying in Terra Barracks there. It was good, that.
What's it like in the barracks?
Well, that was a good one because, you know, it was built like for, you know, your weather, you know, every open light, open things like that, and good swimming pool and good, you know, canteen and things like that, you know, and of course all the other bits. But there I went down with a touch of the old, what do you call it, the, you know, when the flies don't bite you.
Malaria.
Yeah, I went down with...
How bad was it?
What happened was, we was playing the Malayan police hockey, and I was, you know, in the team, and of course, running around, and all of a sudden I collapsed. Went out like a light. They took me in, and the Asiatic Hospital, they had an ace, went there, and they see like malaria, but slightly, they said, or something like that. It was a type of malaria, the one, you know. But it did come back on me quite a few times. Yeah.
How bad were you? I mean, it could be mild, but it's still not nice.
I wasn't bad, but and it was one of them hospitals where they made you do learn how to knit, you know, things like that. Wasn't my you had to knit a 6-inch patch where they, you know, of course these are all sewn together and make a quilt with them or something. I don't know where. But I didn't quite make the 12-inch square. I might have made a diamond shape or something like that.
Did you go back to the Belfast after that?
Yeah.
Now, had you been? I know you had another spell of detention. Was that on the Belfast?
No, that was later.
You don't seem to have been in trouble much on the Belfast. Not serious trouble.
Not serious trouble. No, but I was always doing number 11.
Well, now tell me what number 11 is then.
It's you know, for you've done 2 extra hours. Well, you got up early after the thing, and you know, done the usual thing, scrub decks and things like that. Earlier, you got up with the boys. The boys got up at 5, got up past 5. And then you'd done an hour's work, mid day and sleep. And then in an evening, you had to fall in. I think that was about 5 or 6 o'clock. And there you'd done another 2 hours' work there. You know, washing paintwork or something, you know. And that you got, I think it was about, you could get 12 days of that, but I only used to get round about the 5 or 6 days, either, you know, 3 days. But I never...
So nothing serious?
No.
So what happened next, during the refit? Anything else about Singapore?
It was good. Well, we had a good time there, actually. We could get into Singapore, like, you know, from the barracks, you catch the bus.
And what was Singapore? What was that like?
That was a good run ashore, that was really good. But there was an incident there. They formed us into a company, you know, like a you know, like the army sort of type of thing. because they was having trouble with terrorism then. And there was a little place called Nee Soon that was just down from back the well, I think, and we had to go down there as a quelling the mob. Imagine. So
it was an armed party.
You had entrenching to handles, you know, sticks and that. And
so what happened when you went down there to meet?
Well, you just stood there until they, you know, of course, all these things, they were throwing stones and what have you, like, and also on the old man.
It was a riot?
Yeah, yeah. And then you just have a rush at them, and they'd run like hell, look. Clear them away a bit.
Would you actually hit them with the pickaxe helmet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we've got a good clear lotion, and they've been throwing stone at us. Yeah, I'd give them a wallop, all right. Yeah.
But they weren't shooting at you?
I never caught them. Never ever caught them. Huh?
They weren't shooting at you? It was just
it was just...
Was there a lot of them?
Quite a mob, like, yeah. When you had a rush at them, of course you had the Marines there and Army blokes as well, of course that was all. But that was our little contingent from the barracks. Yeah.
Anything else about that? Riot control?
No, that's only... Look,
just the ones?
But in Singapore, in the terror barracks itself, you could go... You had quite a area of sports fields up there, you know, but past over them, there was a little creek place, and that's where I see some weird fish, you know, up there. Yeah, weird. And also, we found an old Japanese... It must have been used as a dump afterwards when they cleared out the barracks. Or the Japanese had been there during the war, you know, in that barracks. But there was all old Japanese helmets and things like that, yeah.
Tell us, did you play much hockey? You mentioned you got ill. I mean, was that one of your games?
Yeah. I played hockey thing and plus, you know, other things, plus boxing and everything like that.
Because were you still boxing, you know, for the team or?
Yeah. But it was not in fleet or anything like that. The Americans one time, but not very good.
So hockey. I mean, had you ever played hockey before the Navy?
No, I didn't even know what hockey stick was.
Was it a good game?
I thought it was a girls' game, to tell you the truth. I didn't. It was, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was good. Of course, we had a couple of good players. There were people like, you know, 12-year men sort of thing, you know, who'd been up and through the war. They were, of course, the Royal Navy was, they had their hockey team, yeah, good.
Now, so what happened? How long were you refitting in HMS Terror? Well, like in Singapore, sorry.
I don't know. I think it must have been about 2 months, 2.5 months, something like that, you know.
And then what happened?
And then, of course, we sailed home. Yeah.
Now, what do you remember of the trip back?
We stopped at, I think, Colombo or somewhere like that. And then it was a steady old plod home, like, you know, and milk mortar. We went in the mortar on the way over and then...
Did you cross the line? Because you'd get your... Because you'd flown out, hadn't you?
I've done that.
You've done that before, right, yeah.
A few times.
Right. Oh, because you'd gone out with a Devonshire, hadn't you? Yes. So nothing special about the voyage back. Do you know when it was you got back?
I can't think what it could be. I think it must have been the August type. Somewhere like that. Because that's 1951, isn't it? Or something like
that. I think
so. Yeah, I think that must have been about 1951. Yeah,
how did you feel? Any other characters you want to talk about on the Belfast? You know, just your mates.
Horsley, as I say, he come from Poplar. Bloke named Burpitt, he come from Poplar. There's a couple of load of others.
Who were the bit standout characters in the lower deck?
Oh, but there was a few 12-year men, you know, two badge men, you know. They were the king sort of thing, like, you know. A bloke named Bugs Cole. He had a ride on someone's bike and ended up in a monsoon ditch. They're all characters.
Did you make many friends at Stuck, you know, that you kept in touch with after they left the ship?
No, No, not really. Apart from Horsley, I knew where he, you know, when I was on leave, I used to go and see him. And that, but other than that, I didn't see him.
No, you became an able seaman, didn't you, on board?
Yeah.
Did that
yeah.
make a difference? I mean, what does it mean, being? What's the difference between ordinary seaman and able seaman, other than rank?
Yeah, that's it. Nothing different, really. It was still the I must point out that I joined the Navy as a, you know, like, ordinary seaman. I never got a good conduct badge, and I came out as the lowest of the low AB. So I was never, I couldn't volunteer for all you think, going through for Killick or anything like that. Yeah, I was going to say, I never drew a good conduct badge. It was a strange business, isn't it?
And that's just because you couldn't quite behave.
That's one of them.
Did you mind not having much promotion prospects? I mean, it was a bit in your own hands.
No, I didn't bother, you know. It wasn't a thing. It was getting a bit of a bore by that time, you know. I thought, so I don't know.
So you weren't that bothered whether you got promotion or not?
No. I had no ambitions of becoming an admiral, I'm sure.
Were you sad to leave? I mean, what was the paying off ceremony like? I mean, was there a paying off ceremony when you got back to England? You know, where they flag the paying off. Was it paid off? I think it was.
Oh, no. Yeah, you fight. Well, as going up the channel, of course, great big pennant, they called a, you know, a paying off pennant.
What is it? Can you explain what it is?
It's flown from the mainmast right away, and it go right away down to the stern. That's how long it was. And it was a pennant, you know, with the cross on. And it was supposed to be made of silk, but I don't know whether it was or not. Yeah, a paying off pennant.
And were there any celebrations or a party?
We had things like that. But then, of course, we got into Chatham Barracks, off the ship, into Chatham Barracks, and then, like, went off on leave.
What was it like when you leave after so long away?
It's a strange thing, you know, strange. I'd been away for a long time during the war and, you know, that, and then say that, but, it was strange business, you know. You had to become more or less a civilian, because you are different when you're you know, a matlot, like, you know, you're a different person altogether, you know. And of course, when you come in within, you know, civilian life and all that business, you had to abide by their rules, and you couldn't go skyhiking or but it was good. I was happy.